And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to season 3 of Let's Be Blunt. I just wanted to take a Snapchat and make that really cool for like all the fans who actually listen to the show.
In studio, snap selfie.
Oh, they love it. They love it.
Right on.
But yeah, fuck. We've been off the air for quite some time now. It was last May was our last recording, and that got deleted. Oh, it was such a bummer. Bad.
It was going to be such a good season finale, too.
It was great. We'll go back and cover some of the stuff we talked about. We talked about, like, ex-girlfriends and virginity stories. Those were fucking great. Those are really good. We did. That was really about it. We just kind of we tarnished a lot of females.
We went for a couple hours just talking about girls.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was pretty much. We all just had a big heart to heart about our love lives and our not so love lives.
Let's not do that again.
we won't go into that. But I do want to do the virginity stories again. Yeah. Those are fun.
Those are good.
Yeah.
It's all the good. What. The X-Files? Yeah. You guys got to remember to pass this.
The X-Files.
The X-Files.
Anyways, welcome.
Yeah.
This is technically season 3. It's the start of our Let's Be Blunt's junior year at college.
Mm-hmm.
We got in studio. I'm your co-host, Madison.
And I'm Jeff.
The other host. And then we got 3 awesome veteran guests tonight that are going to help us...
Smoke
some of our weed.
Oh yeah, that too.
and they're gonna contribute to the show. Obviously, they're gonna.
We've got this cool plan. We weren't able to do it tonight, but I want to get you guys back here and do an in studio like band. You guys can be the house band.
We're in
and contribute.
Yeah.
And,
can you guys make us like a catchy theme song?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah!
Sweet. All right.
Cool.
Just like super like 90s sitcom, like, hey, it's Jeff and Madison.
Gonna talk about real shit. Can you guys just take that?
Just take like, that and like put the guitar right in there.
It's perfect. Auto-tune on that.
Yeah. Oh, we've got you guys. You're covered.
And like a little drum,
already done.
Drum set like.
Yeah. Maybe like a little Seinfeld bass line. That'd be great. Oh man. Well, all right. Let's kick it.
Yeah, introduce yourselves, guests.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be good.
I'm Carter.
Hi, Carter.
Hi, Carter.
Hi.
I am Kevin.
Ooh. Cord good?
I am Kevin.
There you go.
I am.
Hi, Kevin.
No speaking?
Okay.
All right, and that's our friend.
Hi, friend.
We'll call him Ty Burrell. Ty Burrell from Modern Family is in the studio today. Yeah. And if you don't believe me, I'm sorry for lying to you.
So it's going to be a fun show. We've been away all summer. We've been around the country.
Yeah.
Visiting random places. All this stuff. Anything exciting happened to you, Jeff?
Oh man, a lot. Let's go into this. Yeah, let's talk about our summers. This is a tale. So I went out to LA for a while. I was out there for like 5 weeks for this program, and then I road tripped on the way out there and home. So I put about like 5,000 miles on my car or something like that.
Damn. So you've been from end to end.
Pretty much. I started in Chicago for this trip, so I didn't go completely all the way, but I have been to New York though. So I guess technically I've traveled all of it, but
it's still.
It was cool though, man. If you guys ever get the chance, along with the listeners, if you guys get a chance, take a road trip when you can. I had been planning this since like my freshman year of high school, and every year people were like, oh yeah, like we'll go. And then it would come time. They're like, we're not doing that. And so finally I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to do it by myself. And it was amazing. I stopped through Tulsa and visited some family there. And then conveniently they were driving to Santa Fe the next day for like vacation. And so I stayed with them in Santa Fe again. And, Santa Fe, or actually, like, you know, like New Mexico and Texas and all that, those are great areas to beat your land speed records. It's terrible because my Garmin keeps track of like my top speed. So it's just asking me to keep breaking the record.
Of course. Like, why else would you do that? Like, right? Sorry, man, you only got 100 miles per hour max. You got to do better. Like, I mean, shit, it just, Garmin.
It just was, like, taunting me. So every time I'm in the car, I'd break it. And I was pretty much cruise controlling in Nevada at 100 miles an hour. It was unbelievable. I was flying. And so I went to Santa Fe, stayed in this, like, million-dollar Adobe brick house thing. It was so sick. And then I camped out at the Grand Canyon, which was fun because I technically did it illegally. So you have to, like, pay to get in the park, and that's just to see the park. And then on top of that, you have to pay, like, $40 or $50 a night to camp out. So I read that on my way in, and I was like, all right, fuck it. I guess I'm dropping $40 to camp out here. And so it's... I'm pulling up to this thing and it's like, hey, campgrounds are full. I'm like, oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Like, I didn't know you had to like do stuff in advance, like reserve that shit. And so I was like, you know what? I'm sure someone didn't show up. I'm gonna test my luck. So I go up the road a little further and there's another sign. It's like, seriously, bro, cut your losses. Like, you're not camping tonight. And so I was like, all right, you know what? Fuck you, sign. I'm gonna go for it anyway. And I kept going. And they had these little neighborhoods where people would camp out. And so I did, and they have like these little cute little driveways. You park your car, and it was really weird. And I found one in the third neighborhood, and I was like, oh, fuck yeah. You know, it was like 9 or 10 at night, so it's dark. And I'm assembling a tent for the first time in my life in the dark. So I've got like two flashlights like in the dirt angled so I can get like the maximum light. And the whole time... things are just like snapping and like hitting me in the head. And I'm just like, fuck. It's like people in campsites behind me are laughing. I'm like, I hear you guys. Fuck you. And so
leave me be.
It was terrible. So I finally got it set up. And the whole time the thing's at like a fucking slant. Like my tent is at like a 45 degree slant at all times. And so I'm just like, fuck it. I'm doing it. So I had a little bit of weed left from when I left Chicago, and I was like, this is the time to do it. So I got high in the Grand Canyon.
And, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like stoner bucket list.
Oh, no kidding. But it makes the next part of the story even funnier. So, you know, I got high, and I fell asleep, and I was like, you know, these people just didn't fucking come. Like, this is my spot. 2 in the morning rolls around. These guys are knocking on my tent. And they're like, hey, man, get out of here. You're in our spot. And I'm, like, coming off of, like, a high. And, like, I had gotten maybe, like, an hour of sleep before that. And I was like, what the what? And they were, like, trying to, like, they're, like, unzipping my tent. I'm like, bro, like, fucking, I'm coming out. Hang on. And they're like, yeah, like, get out of here, man. You're in our spot. It says our name on the mailbox thing. And I was like, no, it fucking doesn't. I, like, totally... they didn't have it. Like, those guys were lying, but they're like, yeah, like, we got our reservation here and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, dude, what? No, like, I reserved this, man. And they're like, fuck that. We reserved it. And so they were getting really pissed off at me. So I turned it on the park and I was like, you know what? Fuck, maybe they just double booked us, those fucking assholes.
Hell yeah.
And so, like, these guys are just like, this is fucking bullshit. I'm like, I know.
Right.
And so I was like, you know, like, how long are you guys staying here? I don't want to fucking, you know, share this spot. And they're like, we're here for like a week. I was like, all right, well, I'm here for a night. Like, I guess that's not too bad if I bail out tomorrow. You guys mind? And they're like, this is so stupid, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, I know, man, but there's nothing we can do at this point. And so, like, the morning rolls around. It's like 6 a.m. Like, I'm already packed up. Like, I pretty much just took my entire tent and just threw it in, like, and I crammed it in my car. Gosh. I, like, didn't take it apart. I just dragged it to the car. And I just fucking gunned it out of there. So I got away with paying a camp, which... plays into the next part. This is when I got home from the trip. I had told my parents and my brother about this, and so they thought the story was pretty funny. And so I get home, and there's a letter from the like the campground administration or whatever. I don't know, whatever you want to fucking call them, the park guys. And
They found you?
I open the letter and I read it. It's like all typed out, real professional, and it's just like, hey, so we have you on the security footage. We have your license plate number here, and they fucking listed my license plate number. And they're like, yeah, we saw you illegally camping out on our grounds, so you have to pay the fine or whatever. It's like the additional, it's like the $40 and then an additional fine, which came out to $300.
No shit.
And so I was like, I had just gotten a speeding ticket too in Montana.
Yeah.
And so like my dad was not like, he was weirdly cool about the speeding ticket. Like he was expecting me to get at least one that on that drive.
Right.
Surprised I didn't get more. And so I was like, shit, I got to hide this from my dad. Cause I mean, he'll get fucking pissed if I had two things back to back. And sure enough, he's like right over my shoulder. Like, what is it? What is it? So they're like, oh, you know, the people in the Grand Canyon, they caught me. They gave me a phone number to call and everything and blah, blah, blah. And my dad couldn't hold it in. He started laughing. And I was like, what? He goes, oh, your brother typed that up and sent you just to fuck with you.
No way.
It had like the fucking, the official logo of the park. Like it had it as letterhead. It was typed out. There was a signature on it and everything. And there was the park's actual phone number. So my dad was like, what if he actually calls it? My brother was like, good. That'd be even funnier.
That's the best prank ever.
So yeah, so that played into it, but yeah, then I went from the Grand Canyon and I went to LA. I did 3 weeks there, and then I did a weekend in San Francisco, which is fucking gorgeous. If you guys ever get the chance, check that out. Went back for 2 weeks, and then I ended up going north to Montana to visit my co-star here, Madison. It was pretty awesome. I went through Vegas before. That's a story, yeah, because I needed a Vegas experience, but no one was with me, and it was, like, not far enough in the drive to stop and, like, stay the night. And so I was like, all right, I gotta go do something in Vegas. I got to play a hand of blackjack or something. So I came up with this idea. I was going to walk in with $100 and just throw it all on black, one shot. It's either double your money or lose it all. And so I get to the table after, like, 20 minutes of walking around the place. It was filled with Asian people and handicapped people. That's what Vegas is.
That's what Vegas is.
That's all Vegas is. And I was at Caesar's Palace just because of the Hangover movies.
Yeah.
And and so like I'm like dodging these people on those fucking motorized scooters. Like they're ruthless, man. They'll fucking roll your foot to get to like a machine that they think is hot.
Oh, I believe that for sure.
It's brutal. So I finally found a blackjack table. And I walk up and there's like three other guys there and it's like the most depressing crowd ever because it's like 1 p.m, like on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, these are the real winners here. And and so I step up to the table and I was like, all right, $100 on black, just threw it down. And the guy like didn't understand me. It was like the biggest bet that had ever been placed at his table.
Oh.
he was like, wait, what? Like, do you want me to cash it? Like, do you want $5 chips? I go, no. Just put this $100 on black, one shot. And he was like, wait, really? $100? It's like, yeah, bro, fucking just do it, man. And so he did it. And the three guys next to me, they all kind of look at me. They get these big eyes, and they're like, "Well, fuck it, it's gonna be black." And so they all they all put money on black. Whoa. The guy spins it; it's fucking red.
No,
so I lose $100. All three guys look at me, and the roulette guy, and they just give me this look like, "Dude," it's like, "Yeah, no. I know, I'm out of here. Thanks for the experience, guys."
Oh, that's funny.
So yeah. That was my first Vegas experience. Hopefully not my last.
Hopefully.
I need to go to Vegas.
You got to redeem yourself.
I need to go when I'm 21, I'll go to Vegas.
I'm worried though, cuz I went to a casino in St. Louis when I got back from the road trip and I walked in with $100 again and I got up. I had an additional 140. So I was at like 240 at one point.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, fuck, yeah, this is awesome. I made the money back I lost back in, you know, Vegas. And, you know, I just kept playing because I get fucking bored. Like, yeah. That's how you lose your money. You just get bored. So I was at 240 and I fucking dropped to nothing in 5 minutes.
Oh, shit. Yeah. There's something about people that live in St. Louis and gambling.
It's like, dude, it's
casinos. Really? Not it's necessarily great. Gambling, but casinos.
Yeah.
It's an experience in St. Louis, especially because you get...
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
You get just some of the trashiest people ever mixed with some of the nicest dressed people. It's the best clash in St. Louis. It's so great. You get that there and in the strip clubs on the east side. Those are fun.
You know,
where to go?
Gambling's one thing I didn't do when I turned 18. Like,
yeah.
I didn't go out and do the machines or play poker or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I ever even bought a lottery ticket.
Oh.
Like, ever.
I did that.
I don't think I did that.
Just for shits, though.
I got addicted to that for 2 weeks. I'm not kidding. I went to the grocery store every day, man, and bought fucking scratchers.
Oh, shit.
For 2 weeks.
The little dollar ones.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I lost so much money.
Oh, man.
I mean, for like 2 weeks straight, I think I ended up losing about like 150 or something. Yeah, like that.
On scratch-offs?
On scratch. Well, I probably didn't lose that much.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot on scratch-offs.
Dude, like, they were addicting.
Unless you bought like the $10 cards.
Yeah. I bought a couple $10 cards here and there. I was like... Shit, like
that's how they get you.
Yeah,
that might be the like, one.
instead of buying one for a dollar,
yeah,
what if I pay 10 times that much and maybe increase my chances of winning? No, that's totally, no. They're the same chances of winning, it's just more money. And dude, yeah, those things will fucking wreck you.
Yo, will you pack me a bowl?
Yeah, so thanks, yeah, man. Yeah, we gotta get you gambling though.
We can do it,
yeah.
I really like to play poker, like live poker.
I'd be down with that. I just watched Rounders last night about Matt Damon and Edward Norton.
Yeah.
I remembered his name this time. Oh, what do we call him? Like Eddie Morris or something like that?
We were stoned and couldn't think of the name Edward Norton for so long.
Ed Norton?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
That took us too long.
And then I was like, I think his name is Edward. I mean, that's as far as we got for a while.
Oh man, oh, that's good. Yeah. That film was cool though. So yeah, it makes me want to play poker, but like be able to read people. So,
in the kitchen.
Yeah, kitchen and just yeah. Loop
the
around.
Bathroom is in the kitchen, everybody.
Oh yeah, shit. So we'll get into that too. So yeah,
into the bathroom.
I was gonna say. Well, I was gonna say we can talk
road
about
trip.
The new
your
place.
Road trip sounds awesome. That sounds like a fun time.
Yeah,
yeah. We did.
And
the road
trip. You stopped in Colorado, obviously.
I did. Yeah, I visited our friend Ethan. Ebone Capone.
You got to schmirk a burr.
Dude, he had fucking his dad's girlfriend gets medical all the time. Like she just has access to it, and so I had been on a 5 week break since I didn't smoke in LA, and the first thing I smoke after that is Colorado medicinal.
Wow.
Oh my god, I honest to god did one hit and I was done for. I mean it was remarkable.
What kind of hit, like a joint or like a piece?
it was a piece, but I mean I kind of half-assed it and I still just got annihilated. It was so crazy. And, oh, man, dude, Colorado's just so wild. I mean, I walked into a rec store and just bought weed. Like, I have no Colorado license, nothing. I had no...
You're just money in a person.
It's really? It's literally like buying cigarettes out there.
Wow.
Yeah. It was so crazy.
That's amazing.
That's fantastic.
That's the future.
The weed dispensaries are... It's an experience. It's so weird because... You know, whenever I do anything like that, like to that caliber, I'm always kind of awkward. I don't know how to handle myself in those situations. Like, it was that and, like, the first strip club I went to. Like, you just feel awkward.
The first time is always, like, how do I handle myself?
We'll talk about first times. But, yeah, and so I was in there, and there's all these guys that, like, they go in once a week, and they fucking constantly are buying. And, they're like, oh, yeah, did you get that new shipment in and blah, blah, blah. They're talking about it like it's this fucking, like, import from China.
Sick.
It was so crazy. And I was talking to this guy. He was helping me out. He's like, yeah, so what kind of high do you want? I was like, I want to get high.
The high is shit kind.
It's like, I want to not feel feelings. I just want to just exist. He's like, oh, bro. He's like, that's deep shit. Bro. I'm into it.
That's top shelf, man. I got that behind the counter.
Oh, dude, it was great. He went through it. He's like, you want a mellow high? You want an energetic one? And I actually told him about this podcast. I was like, yeah, you know, give me something where I can talk and be chatty but feel good. And
did he give him a Let's Be Blunt business card?
I didn't.
A sticker?
I didn't. And I also forgot what this was called. It was like something scary was in the name too. It was like
spiders.
No, it was something dog. It was like Chem Dog. Chem Dog. That's what it was. I think it was like Chem Dog or Chemical Dog or I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, Chem.
Yeah. Kev Dog. No, that's your player on Wii.
Yeah, I was like, people call me Kev Dog a lot, so.
Did you? Oh, you didn't see the character we made for you on the Wii. No. It's hilarious. He's got a little mustache.
Awesome. All right.
But yeah, so it was crazy, though. I mean, I fucking just walked in, bought weed, and Ethan was in the lobby the whole time. They had like a receptionist, and she was like, she's like, what are you here for? I was like, to get high. And she's like, oh, okay, grab a seat. We'll get to you. It was so wild. So yeah, I did that and I bought some weed for Ethan and nice. Yeah, drove and I stayed the night in Kansas City with one of my friends who just got engaged actually.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll just say Ange. Congratulations, Ange. They don't know which one.
I don't know you, but congratulations.
It's a very creepy congrats. You're like, I don't know.
Congratulations. You're not married yet.
Oh, man. Yeah, she lived like caddy corner from me, like one door down on the other side. And within like the first, I want to say like 2 weeks of school, she met this guy and she was like, yeah, I'm bringing him out. Let me know what you guys think of him. And so I always take that as like, hey, I'm going to talk to this guy only all night. Like, I'm going to make him feel welcome. And he ended up being, like, a super, super cool guy. And so they fucking stuck together all the way through college.
Whoa.
And then he, for a year now, he's been working in, like, up north, like Minnesota or Michigan. Okay. Or he's, like, up there. And she's been in Kansas City. So for a year, they've been apart. Dang. But, like, still dating.
Long distance.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It's very tough. And he came in town for 4th of July and proposed to her. And
good.
He got her whole family in without her knowing. And they were all in St. Louis. It was really cool. And he, this part's really funny. He's, they're kind of a goofy couple. They're not weird or anything. They've got a good sense of humor. And, and so he's like, oh yeah, I had this whole thing planned out. I was going to take her to, you know, such and such park. They got this little tiny lake with like a little strip of beach. He's like, yeah, you know, I was going to talk to her. Then I was going to tell her how important she was and then propose to her and blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah. So I get out of the car and I go to open her door. And keep in mind, the jewelry box they gave for him was like fucking huge. This thing was like 4x4. I mean, it was massive. So he's opening the door for her, but he's like trying to stuff it in his pocket and it won't fit. And it falls onto the parking lot ground.
Oh,
no way.
And she looks at it. She goes, what is that? And he goes, well, shit, I guess now is as good a time as any. And he fucking got down on his knee and proposed to her right there.
In, like, the gutter?
Yeah, it was just, like, in the middle of a parking lot.
Oh, man.
It was so funny, though.
That's a bummer, but...
It's so funny, though, because they're, like, they're almost glad it happened, because it's, like, a unique story, you know?
Yeah.
Because everyone down the road, they're going to be like, oh, they proposed at the beach. You know, like, 5 years down the line, they'll be like, where did you propose?
Everything went perfectly.
Yeah.
The one that doesn't go perfectly is the one you remember, so...
Exactly.
But it'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good story.
Although, I know when I do it, I want it to be a fiasco. Like, I need this to be... My proposal is going to be like a YouTube event.
I'll be a part of it.
Okay. I want to go so stupidly wild with it.
Nice.
Oh, that'd be great.
I want a YouTube viral video. That'd be good.
And then everybody would copy you.
Yeah.
But you could make some money off that video.
I know. I want to do that and you know, like the wedding walk-in video where they did it to Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was so great that they did that right before he had the beating charges.
Yeah. Oh, so, you're like, right.
The whole time.
Perfect timing.
The whole time. It's like, for F, F, F.
over.
And then it's like in the background, like Chris is beating someone. Yeah. Oh god. Yeah. So yeah, their marriage is hopefully rock solid.
Yeah. That's great.
But yeah. Yeah. So yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm digressing. Congratulations, Ange and Ryan. So yeah, I stayed with Ange and her grandparents in Kansas City, and then drove the rest of the way in. And so cool. Such a great trip. And now I'm back out here in Chicago, and Madison and I just got a place with our buddy Daly.
Yeah, it's been good. Yeah, I stayed in Chicago pretty much all summer. We got a new place, a new studio.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. We got guys with legitimate equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting better. We gotta buy equipment, but
thanks to our guests for being for being the engineers,
audio students.
Yes,
gotta love it. But
always got mics.
Basically, if something messes up, it's your fault.
So shit, we got some stuff we'd like to talk out. I mean, I guess we can continue with summers. Has anyone done anything good, funny, crazy this summer?
Went to California a couple days.
Okay. Where at? San Diego?
Yep. It was pretty nice. Was it
Comic-Con?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was for a wedding, my cousin's wedding. It's great. Had a whole roast pig.
Did you hit on the bridesmaids?
No.
No.
No, they were all, like, taken.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to be like, they were all ugly.
Yeah. Not my type.
Kinda.
Dude, summer weddings are probably the most fun I've ever had.
I've only been to two weddings, and they've both been in the family, so I wasn't really able to go crazy.
The last two summers I went to weddings, it's just, you get drunk on really, like, good alcohol.
Yeah.
Always. The one I went to this summer, they had a canoe that filled up with ice and all, like, local beers and stuff. And then halfway through the party, or actually towards the end of the party, someone just went in and restocked the whole entire canoe.
That's crazy.
Oh, shit.
Without anyone knowing. I was like, what? Damn. The canoe of beer is, like, full again. It's like the never-ending canoe of beer.
I was so bummed. I left the day before that, right? Or,
yes,
like,
you did.
I left that morning or whatever. Yeah. I was so pissed, man, because the people came in from Missouri. So I was like chatting about them.
It was in Montana, and it was a Missouri-Montana wedding.
Yeah, it was cool, man. I jumped off a 40-foot cliff into the water too, and he took us cliff diving, and it was so cool.
Sweet,
man. We had a great time. Madison, you do anything else after I left?
That was pretty much it. I went to lakes, jumped off cliffs. I didn't smoke though, unfortunately.
Yeah, we were
at all. Did you smoke in California?
Wait.
No? Wait. You didn't smoke?
You didn't smoke at all?
No.
Did you get drunk at the wedding though?
I did.
Okay. At least you can do that.
I went to two weddings this summer, both of them had open bars.
Oh.
Right?
Beautiful.
And good liquor?
Yeah.
Always. Champagne. Yes.
No, but I wasn't in California for very long. Maybe a day and a half.
Really. Okay.
Like the night before the wedding and the day of the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a bummer. Can't, like, really get weed on planes. Stupid 21st century, right?
Yeah. That's kind of the funny thing, too. That was always a hidden agenda, like, for me to drive out to California because I was going to smuggle stuff back, which technically I did. I got that shit from Denver, but I was looking to get some, like, Cali weed.
And you can, like, make money that way.
I took a bong through the airport.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How'd you get that through?
I don't know, but I saw it on their machine on the computer. I saw it in my... It was on my carry-on. Yeah, I saw it
go
through the machine. I was like, that's my bong.
It's just a really big water bottle. That's all.
No, I had no problems at all. It was just...
That's amazing.
They probably see that shit all the time, though, because it's legal to have. Like, you can have it.
Okay.
As long as there's no res in it, you know, as long as...
That's true.
There's nothing in it, because, I mean, for tobacco use only.
That's hilarious.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, so, but...
It's like, I want to try that, but I'm scared to.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't very big.
Did you, like, forget it was in there, or you were like, I'm
no, I only
see
had my
works.
Carry-on, because I wasn't in Colorado for that long. It was just a couple days, and my carry-on, and it worked. I mean, it broke, actually. The bong did. It broke recently. Not recently, actually.
Not on the carry-on.
Not over the summer.
So how'd the bong break, though? Not through the airport?
Not through the airport. Broke at home.
Oh, okay.
It was a little one, though. I mean, it was only it was maybe 10 inches. It was like a foot. It was bigger.
That's why I never, like, really buy glass pieces.
Yeah. It was really cheap, too. I mean, it was, I don't know, it probably made, there were probably, like, six or seven of, like, those exact ones sitting there. So, I mean, it was made really cheap. Just really fast and just, and, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, like, $30 for this, like, little bong.
That's not bad. I got mine for, like, $20, and it's, like, plastic. Or, like,
acrylic, or whatever.
Acrylic, yeah, whatever that is. So, yeah. I know I'll never break it.
Yeah. The only problem with those is they start to smell a little bit, you know?
They do. Yeah. Ooh. We had to do a little operation on mine. We had to glue it pretty much.
Yeah, it was, like, leaking. Does it still leak?
Probably.
I have a new steamroller bubbler. I should have brought that over here.
Why didn't
we do that?
I have this keychain, and it's like a metal mushroom keychain, and then you like unscrew it and like turn the bell of the mushroom upside down, and it turns into the bowl, and you're like smoking this little mushroom.
That's awesome.
I've seen nice.
I've seen bracelets like that where like they just wrap around and unscrew it, and that's
cool.
You ever see those?
They're
sweet.
Some metal pieces are sick.
This kid I knew was in high school was taking hitters on one of the bus rides to, like, at the end of the year. He, like, did a hitter in the back from his bracelet.
Sick.
And,
shit.
Yeah, it was really funny. But
dude, I like when people can get crafty with that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I was a little smarter.
Be cool. In high school, me and my friends would make pipes because we never really wanted to buy them. Like, we went through that phase where we'd use, like, a pop can or something, or like an apple.
Oh, yeah. Little stoner MacGyvers.
Leave some stoners with...
And then we, like, got into it. We'd, like, carve, like, wooden pieces and shit.
Leave That's some stoners sweet. With a bag of weed, and they become engineers. I mean...
Right?
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
All the, like...
Everything becomes a pipe.
My favorite one I heard, these kids in high school took one of those Darth Vader lightsabers, like the toys.
Yeah.
No
and
way.
They turned that into a bong, and when you would hit it, that you could flip the light on and it'd be like,
oh my gosh.
They would just get super stoned and be like, whoa.
The thing is, like, that moment when you get high, that's what, like, it sounds like. Like, if it had a noise, it would be like a lightsaber, like,
the sound. The official sound effect of getting high. I love it.
Now, like, all cartoons and stuff will, like, use that.
I'm going to think about that every time I get high now.
Oh, it's great, man. Any laser sound effect is good when weed's involved. But
just like flipping that switch.
Oh, my God, yeah. I never got too into it. I did apple bongs.
We made the Gatorade bong.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did make a Gatorade bong, which
was pretty
G-Bong von Riptenstein.
Bong G Zilla Sora Ripton Stino bong. G.
G-bong.
Gravity bongs are pretty common.
Yeah. The Wilfred bong.
We did the Wilfred.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made one out of, like, so many random materials. Like, it was the head thing to a metal soap dispenser, you know?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And it has kind of, like, the cap and then the thing going off of it. So,
did you?
Little spigot. So I used that to turn it upside down, made a clay bowl inside of it, and then, sealed it off with, like, I looked up, like, what you can seal bowls with so it won't burn, and you can use Elmer's glue.
Shit, for real?
Yeah, it's so weird. Like,
that sounds toxic.
It's not. Elmer's glue is, like, made out of milk or some shit. But, you know, it hardens into that, like, clear plastic looking thing. Yeah.
I used to make bookmarks made of glue. I had this. It was. I had this little like crayon. I had a crayon box, and on top it had like the indent with the logo in it.
Oh yeah.
And so I would color on it with marker, like inside the logo, and then just sprinkle glue over it, and it would dry and absorb the color, so it would take up the battery.
Way.
Yeah,
that's crafty sweet. As yeah. fuck.
I made a bunch of American flag glue bookmarks. I tried to like sell them at school, and everyone was like, "Dude, fuck you! These are glue."
Seriously, you're trying to sell me this?
Probably.
He was probably like 17. Like,
this was like last semester,
sophomore year of high school. I mean, college.
Oh my god! Yeah, dude.
That's pretty crafty. I never did something like that.
I did that, and I did like the creepy crawlers.
The what?
Do you guys not remember creepy crawlers?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you get these little molds of like spiders.
Oh yeah,
you don't.
Yeah.
You pour the goop in, and then you bake them.
I never had those. I just saw the commercials.
I never had those.
Creepy crawlers.
I remember the commercials, and it's like the little kid like teasing his sister with it.
It's always that too. Those every commercial from the 90s.
They're so old. Like if you, they're not old, but like they're like they shouldn't be playing with that shit. You know, they're a little bit old for that. They're like 16 years old.
Because they want kids. They want like some cool looking kids, so like little kids will want it.
Although I will say, I bought some Nerf guns over the summer.
Oh, who? I mean,
I have like awesome an arsenal.
Nerf war. Yeah. Okay. Good.
You're never good. Too We're old all... to buy a Nerf
okay,
gun.
Okay. Good.
No. Thank man. You.
Yeah. My cousin worked at this place, and they had a Nerf gun fight in their office. So all these people that are like 25 and older went out and bought Nerf guns.
Nice.
To fight after lunch.
Mine is actually in the back of my car with a baseball bat. So.
So wooden, if anyone tries to fuck with you, get that Nerf gun.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, those are the best.
Yeah.
And they're cheap. They're not like airsoft or paintball.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they don't hurt like a bitch. No. So, and you can do it inside.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, you could do airsoft inside, but
yeah. I mean, I have real done
there's ricochet. Yeah.
I've done paintball inside too, but it was at an indoor. Place.
That
was fucking sweet.
Yeah, it was all speedball though, so it was all just waste as many balls as you possibly can.
I've always wanted to like try to paint a room with it and see what it looked like.
Oh, and we had to use white paint.
Oh, okay. Is that a problem?
No, I mean it was
just not colorful.
It was just white. Like so, the whole room was just white. Looked like somebody just.
It didn't look like clown puke.
No, it just looked like
damn.
Oh. Yeah, I'll tell you what though, I've always had business ventures growing up. Like I've always big things have always kind of come in mind.
Yeah.
And one thing I always wanted to do is buy out a factory like with multiple levels and just turn the whole thing into a paintball game.
Yes.
That'd be sick.
I mean, I don't know if you could make enough money doing that, but
maybe
throw a couple offices at the top two floors. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I want like
try to make
crates and make fucking beans.
You should do it so it's a continuous game that's just like 24/7. Like,
you just walk in and
people buy like 3 hours at a time, and just people are constantly coming in and out.
That'd be sweet.
It'll just be like one war.
And
oh, that'd be sweet.
I've wanted to do a paintball war. This buddy of mine.
You can make a league out of it, like LOL.
Right? Yeah. They. LOL? I mean, they've got shit like that. That's a thing. Like,
oh, for sure. I know people in paintball leagues. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You high.
Yeah.
You stoned.
Comments from the guests.
Listen to them.
The dad from Modern Family is really high here right now.
This just in.
Oh, man. What if we weren't kidding, too? Like, E! News would pick this up. Be like, Ty Burrell gets stoned with kids.
What?
Ty Burrell.
Oh,
we ran into that guy on the street.
Ty Burrell?
No.
Oh.
No.
Who'd you run into?
No. Yesterday, he just stopped.
Who?
Some guy.
Okay.
He was rollerblading by.
And
just looked at him, and he stopped, and he's like, "Hey, guys, you remember Home Alone?" And he, like, takes off his hat, and he's like, "I'm the robber." And he's like, looks just
like the guy
from Home Alone.
The tall one or the short one?
He was like this meth head that looked like him. Like, for real. He just looked like
him. Oh, my God. That was so funny.
It was really funny.
So was it him?
No. Well, I mean, I think that dude's got to be pretty old by now, you know?
Yeah, he's,
like,
yeah, that was an old movie.
Yeah, like that's a pretty old movie. I mean, and this like dude was maybe like 40.
Third one came out when we were like really
fucking. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, who was he? It was the tall guy and then that short guy.
Yeah, that short with the gold
tall
tooth.
Guy was that Italian actor. That
I think they were both, though, because the short guy, he was in Goodfellas as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God. What the F is his name?
We'll look it up.
Yeah. It's a big name, too. I totally forgot.
Yeah. Well,
Joe Pesci. Cool.
Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci.
Not even that big of a name.
Dude, Joe Pesci was like the man back in the day.
Yeah.
He did Goodfellas and he did all the Home Alone shit.
Yep.
Yeah. He's funny.
Aziz Ansari does a whole bit on that. He talks about how like basically his job is a stand-up writer and everything like that.
Is that in his HBO special?
Or I don't know. I can't remember. But he talks about how he has so much downtime.
Yeah.
And he's got a horrible work ethic, like myself. Like, I'll be writing a script, and then he'll be like, I wonder, you know, who played this role in whatever, like, just to do some research. And he's like, oh, Joe Pesci played this. And then he goes on this Joe Pesci rant. He's like, yeah, so then for the next fucking 3 hours, I'm looking up Joe Pesci facts. And he goes into this whole deal where he's like, yeah, I know, like, it'll never come in handy. Like, what if there was a robber who came in and was like, hey, I'm going to murder you right now unless you tell me what the album is that Joe Pesci put out when he was 8 years old.
Unless you tell me five random facts about this random art.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he fucking does. He's like, oh, damn it, I can't murder you now. But yeah, dude, Joe Pesci, he was the fucking man, though, for a little while.
Yeah, he was.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah.